Senator, good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Ed.
Let's talk post office first. Why aren't the Democrats up in arms about what is happening here?
Well, there's going to be a caucus meeting on Tuesday. I'm going to be making a presentation, and I hope we'll accomplish getting them up in arms. We are talking about a desire on the part of the Postmaster General, longstanding, to shrink the number of workers in the Postal Service by a couple of hundred thousand people, many of them veterans, by the way. His original plan would have called for, Ed, shutting down half of the processing plants in America, slowing mail delivery service, and closing down approximately 15,000 rural post offices all over America. And you know what that would mean to rural communities. We beat back that initial plan. I work with a number of other senators. Last year, we got a bill passed in the Senate, bipartisan, by the way. Wasn't great, but it was the best that we could do. The House did not act. And as you know, just the other day, the Postmaster General unilaterally said that come August, he intends to stop Saturday mail delivery. Our immediate goal is to overturn that decision to make sure he doesn't get away with that. But most importantly, if we're going to save the post office, if we're going to save the jobs, if we're going to protect rural communities, post office needs to make changes for the 21st century. They need new opportunities to bring in revenue. Right now, just for an example, if you wanted a mail, you picked up a, you went to a store and you got a box of liquor or wine or beer, you could not mail that through the Postal Service. In post offices all over the country, the clerks cannot notarize documents. They can't copy papers. They are restricted in what they can do. There's a whole lot of email activity and banking that the Postal Service could get involved in. You wanted to cash a government check, you can't do that in a Postal Service. You can't get a fishing license or a hunting license. So the goal is to turn the post office over in a way to make it relevant to the 21st century, give it opportunities to bring in more revenue rather than cut, 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 which is what the leadership would like to do.
The crux of the problem, the root of the problem, is the mandate to fund the health care and the pension, correct?
Absolutely. The truth of the matter is...
That needs to be ripped out. That bill
absolutely
needs to be gone. Do you agree?
And that is what we did in the Senate bill. We did it in a rather convoluted way, but that is exactly what we accomplished. The point that you just made, most people don't know. They say, well, the Postal Service has financial problems that has to do with email, et cetera, et cetera. 80%, almost 80% of the Postal Service's financial losses since 2007 have to do with incredible, onerous, unheard of mandate on the post office to pay out 75 years worth of future retiree health benefits over a 10-year period. Nobody else in the United States government comes close. As to the best of our knowledge, nobody in the world comes close to that mandate. That was imposed on the Postal Service in 2006 by the Bush administration. You're absolutely right. That mandate has got to be taken off of them.
Well, that is the conversation. And if Washington can't do that, and I think that the rest of the revenue can be made up by the changes that you have talked about and the operational procedures that can be adjusted to, you can find ways to make money when you've got people doing jobs as the post office. Be innovative. But it's this retirement thing, healthcare thing, funding 75 years at a 10-year window, that's got to turn around.
Absolutely. That is, everybody has got to understand that. Does the Postal Service have other problems? Yes, it does. We have to be honest about that. But their major problem, financial problem by far, is having to pay what no other entity in the government or in the private sector does, imposed in 2006 by the Bush administration. We've got to remove that. But when we talk, by the way, about revenue, Ed, what you and I chatted about last night is also, above and beyond the post office, enormously important.
Huge. Hold it right there, Senator. I want to set this up. You are doing America such a favor. You are the one. You are the one that's going right to the heart of what this last election was all about. We had a lot of talk about the middle class. We had a lot of talk about income inequality. Now it's time to do the bear and the buckwheat, so to speak. You were going right to the heart of the problem. You were offering up legislation where corporations would pay U.S. taxes on their offshore profits. I mean, the Obama campaign developed everything around Romney putting his money offshore, not paying his fair share, about these corporations not paying their fair share. And it's like, oh, okay, it's 2013. Let's move on. What are we fighting about now? No, no, no. This is it. This is it. There's nothing more important. You have the floor, Senator.
All right. Let's take us back to 2008 when the greed, recklessness, and illegal behavior on Wall Street brought this economy into the terrible recession that we're in. You remember, and the listeners remember, that all of our good friends on Wall Street, the Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, they went begging to the taxpayers of this country. We are American companies. You got to help us. Bail us out. $700 billion in TARP funds, trillions of dollars in zero-interest loans, low-interest loans. They were American corporations. But then comes 2010, you have the Bank of America setting up over 200 subsidiaries in the Cayman Islands, which has a corporate tax rate of zero. You have Google, you have Cisco, you have virtually every major corporation with all kinds of incredible, well-paid tax lawyers putting their money offshore to avoid paying U.S. taxes. They are American companies when they want to be bailed out. They are foreign companies when they do not want to help us with deficit reduction or job creation. That has got to be dealt with. It's not even a joke. You showed last night on your TV show this one building in the Cayman Islands with supposedly 18,000 corporations headquartered there. It's a joke, and it's a bad joke. We need revenue right now. The choice that we face in Congress is, do you cut as the Republicans want? Social Security, veterans programs, Medicare, Medicaid, education. Yeah, I guess that's one way you could do deficit reduction. Or maybe you ask the largest corporations in the country to start paying their fair share in the United States and not put their money in tax havens in the Cayman Islands and other countries, which result in us losing $100 billion a year in tax revenue.
There's nothing more important. There's nothing more important to the Treasury. You can talk about more revenue all you want. You've got to come up with a solution to get it. This is the solution to get it. This isn't going to damage these corporations. This isn't going to hurt their operation. This isn't going to change a thing. They can function by paying their fair share. And according to the joint...
You're absolutely right. But what we have to underline is that today, corporate profits are at an all-time high, while corporate income tax revenue is a percentage of GDP is near a record low. So it's not like these guys are hurting. They are doing phenomenally well. Their tax rates on profits is 12%, which is the lowest that it has been in a very, very long time, since 1972. They're making a lot of money. Their tax rates are low. This country has a significant deficit problem. They have got to step up to the plate and help us address it. It simply cannot be and will not be cuts to veterans programs, education, Social Security.
I don't know how any progressive or any Democrat or any pro-worker advocate could step forward and say, no, I can't support this. I can't do that. I don't know. I mean, they would be totally misguided if they were to say this. Every progressive in Washington that's been elected to office should be on board with this. This is what the election was all about.
What that election was supposed to be about.
Exactly.
And we're going to do our best to rally the American people and rally members of Congress to go forward on this. By the way, Jan Schakowsky, a wonderful congresswoman from Illinois, is introducing the same legislation in the House.
Yeah. Let me tell you, there's some people you can count on. There's two of them right there. Senator, great to have you with us. Great work. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Ed. Take care. Bye-bye.